So what does this mean now that the governor's veto was sustained?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if there's going to be at least another attempt to try to override the veto. You know, there's still another bill that's out there, and they can, you know, decide that they want to bring another bill to the floor through the committee process. You know, right now, I think that everybody has been thoroughly lobbied by both sides, and I don't see that. I think they're a couple votes shy, and I have a hard time. I think a lot of people are getting locked into their position, and I have a hard time seeing that they're going to be able to be successful in the override. So, I'm hopeful at this time. You know, this issue has taken up far too much of the legislature's attention, and there have been a lot of issues that have not received the attention that they need, and I think we need to give those issues such as health care and the budget and immigration the attention that they need, and we need to wrap this session up.
Do you think there's any room to negotiate at this point with the governor?
Well, you know, I've said all along that I think that you know, the governor put a proposal out on the table and said that she was willing to negotiate with Sunflower. Sunflower, up until last week, had not shown any interest in negotiating, and I think if they wanted to cut a deal, they needed to probably be down in the governor's office a while ago. They you know, still may be able to negotiate something at this point, but I think that needs to occur outside of the legislative process.
All right. Thanks.